Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. I'm sounding somewhat more normal, at least to myself, today. I know I still kind of messed up this morning, so hopefully this whole cold thing will be done soon. Mark's nice. He gets the day off to rest. I will be continuing here. Daryl joining me tonight. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Fresh off of a massage, I understand.
You do sound much better than you did 3 days ago.
Yeah, I feel a little better as well. So it's been a brutal week recovering from the Liberty Forum, but worth every moment.
It was also good to see you up before noon today.
Yeah, well, that was for your trial, man. Don't think it was for getting any work done. I came out just to record your, I don't know if trial's the right word, hearing. Your hearing.
Hearing for preliminary injunctive relief.
That just sounds like fun. What's that mean?
Well, it's basically what they call the hearing when you filed a motion to get the other party to do a thing. So when you and five others ordered that thing. What's that?
In this case, to have the judge order that thing to happen.
Yes. So when you and five others were sued by the city of Keene, that trial was for a preliminary injunctive relief. So that's just the legalese for what they call it. You know, it's not a, I was harmed, so give me money or give me compensation. It was, you did something illegal that isn't necessarily criminal per se, but you need to fix it, and you go through the court system to get that done.
Now, you and several others have filed this lawsuit against the Keene School District.
Yes.
It has to do with some shenanigans that went on at the local, what they call a deliberative session. Now, this deliberative session is a yearly meeting.
I believe it's unique to New Hampshire.
Sounds believable. Maybe there's something like it in Vermont or Maine, but I don't know. I mean, a lot of times Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine are similar.
It's a variant of town meeting, and town meeting is something that tends to only happen in New England. So the deliberative session is a variant of that, where several years ago there was something passed through the New Hampshire legislature called SB2, meaning Senate Bill Number 2. That created this form of town meeting to where you have a deliberative session to where any registered voter can come out, you know, assuming
in that town.
Right. Assuming that the voters live in that town or municipality, or in this case, the school district within the, you know, border of the school district in the city of Keene. Then those voters can come out and they discuss and propose amendments to what will be on the official ballot, which is held roughly 4.5 weeks later.
Now, most of the time, there are no citizen, if you will. I don't believe in that term. I don't think there is anything such a citizen. There are no inhabitant, I guess we should say, supplied ballot measures. But this
voter supplied ballot measures.
But this time there were
Seven.
Conan Soliday, who is one of your co-hosts on your television program, Black Sheep Rising, Daryl.
Yes.
He's a creator of Black Sheep Rising. He ran for school board last year. He's a Free State Project participant. Great guy. He took the time to hit the streets and gather petition signatures, 25 petition signatures per question that he submitted. So he gathered, you know, a couple hundred signatures almost to get these things on the ballot. That's a fair amount of work. As someone who's done some petition gathering before a number of times, it's a challenging thing to go out there and put yourself out there, especially if you're introverted, and try to actually get people's attention, try to hold their attention to the point where you can explain to them why you need a petition signature, and then actually get the petition signature.
Yes.
This is a huge hassle. So he went through that process. He had certain wording for these measures. Some of them, like probably the most noteworthy ones, were the ones that cut the budget.
Yes.
Normally the school board budget is one of those things that, well, every year there's a question on the ballot about the school board budget, and it's either you vote one way and it gets bigger, or you vote another way and it gets even bigger.
Yes.
And that's considered a choice. That's what the voters get to choose yearly. So Conan put forth some ballot measures that actually reduced the budget in
yes.
contradiction to the official one. So there's the one on there every year by statute that the school board always puts on that's always an increase. And then there's Conan's, which are three different levels of decrease.
Yes.
So they there were these political machinations goings on that happened at the behest of one particular busybody attorney in town here, who every year is like Johnny on the spot. He is the leader of the charge to make sure that the state is taken care of at this event. He loves the state. It's his bread and butter. He's an attorney, and he's a huge fan of it. So he is there to make sure that everything goes in the favor of the state. And he had a plan.
He also stated at the end of, or near the end of, the deliberative session a couple of weeks ago, he made the statement that he would like to see the school board be more autonomous and not have to answer questions during a deliberative session.
That's right.
That voters shouldn't be allowed to choose between two choices of budget. That the school board should just say, this is what our budget is going to be.
So, anyway, he proposed some pretty dramatic changes to these ballot measures. And what he did was he changed a key word from, what was it, what to ratify.
In four of the articles that were petitioned, it would either remove or repeal an authority of the school board.
Right.
He
changed it to ratify.
Changed remove and repeal to ratify.
Meaning that the question would then mean, should the school board ratify, which means say, yay!
Should the district ratify the authority of the board?
Yeah.
Which means that if you vote yes, then you're affirming that they have this right. If you mm-hmm. vote no, then you're saying,
not to.
I don't think yeah. they have this right, but there's nothing binding on a no vote.
Right. So basically, he turned those ballot measures into nothing, essentially.
Yes.
He turned them into a waste of space on the paper. The biggest insult that could be possibly have done to Conan and his efforts and the efforts of the individuals who signed those petition signatures. And he basically said, well, nyah, you didn't bring your 25 signers
right.
out here to the deliberative session, so you lose. Democracy, we win. And it was disgusting, a disgusting display. And your argument, Daryl, in the court case that you filed about this, because you have since sued, you and three other voters in the Keene area have sued the school board over them accepting these changes, over them not only accepting the changes, but plotting to make these ballot measures obscure, even if the changes weren't put through. I don't know if your suit addresses that, but they actually took, there's a certain order that these measures were supposed to appear in, and the way Conan had written his measures had the expectation that they would appear toward the end of the order. So
right.
after there was like seven or something official measures, and then Conan had another seven, something like that.
Right.
And so Conan's were supposed to originally come last. Well, the school board made the decision to move some of his, or all of them, I'm not sure.
The three related to the budget were all moved to the beginning of the ballot.
The three that were critical to have at the end of the ballot, they moved to the beginning of the ballot to essentially try to neuter him before this local attorney got his hands
right.
on him. So, I mean, it was just top to bottom corruption and scumminess.
I did not address that point.
Okay, right.
And the reason why is, even with those articles being placed number 2, 3, and 4 on the ballot instead of at the end, you could still lawfully amend to change the words, this shall supersede any previous budget, to this shall override or repeal the budget in Article 5.
if you could get the votes to do it at this session, which you never would have been able to do. We were severely outnumbered by the teachers who were. It was basically the teachers versus the Liberty people.
And right.
They had us. They had us good. But we're going to come back with more here because I thought you did a great job in court today. And I'll post the footage, by the way, from this session that we're talking about on our Facebook. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. You can create the content right there on the front page of the website. There's a story from our front page yesterday that I wanted to share, and I talked about it briefly last night, but we never really did more than scratch the surface. It's as our headline, or the person who wrote the headline for our website describes it, armed bureaucrats conspire to steal private vehicles using their badge as a cover for their actions. How do the mainstream media describe it? California town shaken as police officers arrested. So we'll share with you the story from AP News here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, if you've been looking to get bitcoins, check out cashintocoins.com. They make it easy. It's fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Cashintocoins.com. You go there and get your bitcoins. If you haven't yet done this, you know, now seems like a decent time. Bitcoins are kind of hovering around the 500 and change range. After having a slightly pronounced dip a few days ago, they've been staying strong ever since. Now the question is, will they begin picking up momentum again? And if so, when? Well, I was on the phone with one of my radio business buddies today, and I suggested that we were talking about Bitcoin came up as a topic of conversation. I said, hey, man, you might want to consider picking up one of these things up. I mean, if you got 500-something bucks to spare, now, again, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a half a Bitcoin. You can buy a quarter of a Bitcoin. You can buy very, very small amounts of Bitcoin if necessary. So cashintocoins.com is the place to do it. They make it so easy. Cashintocoins.com. Daryl, we're talking about the legal drama that is unfolding in the local courtrooms here in Keene, New Hampshire, the Cheshire Superior Court. It was actually our first time at a case in the brand new Cheshire Superior Court today.
Very nice courtroom, much larger than the old one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can actually fit another 100 people in this courtroom. The old one was literally a 23-person audience.
And then towards the end, because there were a lot of activist trials or activists showing up, they pulled a couple of the chairs out and made it like 19 or 21 seats.
You mean at the old courtroom?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, frequently they'll not only pull some chairs out, but they'll bring in bureaucrats to take up as many chairs as they possibly can.
Yes.
So as to prevent activists from getting in there. So that's a problem that has been solved. And actually, I noticed that the robed man in this court does not get to sit up as high as he used to. He's actually not as towering in comparison to what he used to be. He's still higher than everyone else in the courtroom, but not as high.
I think what they did, and I've not actually taken measurements, but in the old district court, Judge Burke was sitting level with everyone.
He was.
In the old superior court, the judge was sitting much higher, so maybe they measured how high and then averaged it out.
I don't know if they put that much thought into it, but
probably not, but, you know, fun to think about.
And so, yeah, they literally can fit over 100 more people in this courtroom, which is great news. So that's where we were today for your initial hearing on a lawsuit that you and three other activists in the area filed against the local school board because they gutted some voter-submitted petitions.
So just one thing to point out real quick so people don't think that it's just, oh, you activists, you're being crybabies because you didn't get your way. There's actually an RSA, a statute, a law here in New Hampshire that says that the subject cannot be eliminated by amendment.
So there are some changes that can be made by this what's called a deliberative session, where you go into this big hall. In this case, in Keene, the session happens at the auditorium from the high school.
Yes.
And there's usually about 100 people that attend these things. So we had about 12 people that we knew of in the audience.
Yes.
Turned out there were about three more that we didn't know that were voting with the Liberty crew. So about 15 of the 100 were on the side of freedom. And they could have voted to change some details. So if they wanted to change a number, for instance.
Right. And the RSA specifically says that changing the dollar amount does not change or eliminate the subject. So what happens in some municipalities is they'll do something called zero out the article.
Mm-hmm.
and Chris Roberts, who's on the school board and who is also a city councilor and a state rep, told me in a private conversation that there's a couple of towns to where they wanted to authorize the town to buy emergency equipment, fire truck, ambulance, what have you. And so what some of the people did during the deliberative session was zeroed out, instead of we authorize you $50,000 to buy this piece of equipment, we authorize you $1 to buy this piece of equipment.
I don't get it.
They're not eliminating the subject.
But they can't buy anything with a dollar.
Right.
I see.
But changing the dollar amount does not eliminate the subject. And that
what if
is,
they changed it to zero?
They could, but why not just say, all right, we're giving you something.
Mm.
Because changing to zero could be argued that it does eliminate.
Right. So, anyway, you've filed this suit against the school board. It costs about, what, $260?
It was $260. Plus, and there was an approximate $10 fee for getting the summons and copy of the lawsuit
served.
Filed by certified return receipt mail. And I think I spent like $3 to get some copies made at Staples and $5 on notary.
Now, I don't know if you would have filed this suit had you not come across another court case.
Yes.
That seems very, very similar. There's this court case you cited from, was it Exeter, New Hampshire?
Where the town of Exeter was sued in 2011 in Rockingham Superior Court. And what happened in Exeter, and this was right after the RSA was amended to say that you cannot eliminate the subject. So what happened there, the voters during the deliberative session added the word not before the verb.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, these voters are always teachers. So anything that comes in, the people that attend these deliberative sessions are teachers and other staff from the schools. That's it. If there's anybody else attending, there may be a handful of Liberty folk, but the vast bulk are people who benefit from the system. So,
right.
Of course, they would go in and try to gut anything that would threaten their system.
Right. So what happened in Exeter was there was a warrant article placed by petition that said, shall the voters of Exeter... or shall the Board of Selectmen in the town of Exeter create a budget committee in accordance with RSA, blah, 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 blah.
And they put the word not in there.
So they changed it to say, to see if the voters in Exeter shall not authorize the board to create a budget committee.
So therefore, if you say yes, they shall not, or no, they shall not, it's the same result.
Right. So both a yes and a no vote have no effect.
And the court ruled against the
teachers.
And the
court ruled that it creates a nullity.
So therefore, they had to redo this whole deliberative session thing, and hopefully the bureaucrats got a spanking, and they won't do that in the future. And that's what you're hoping that happens out of this situation here in Keene. The video footage I have yet to upload, but stay tuned to freekeene.com for that. We'll talk about bad cops coming up.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned freeze-dry guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here to take your calls about what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl is here, courtesy of fpp.cc. That's his website. He does a newspaper, Fresh Issue, actually just released, what, today?
Issued, I picked it up yesterday.
From the printers?
Yes.
Is it online at the same time as it is printed?
I have not yet put it online. I will get that put up tonight, generally within a day or two.
Cool.
Of the first day of the month is when I get it put up online.
So grab the FPP news over at fpp.cc, and there's all kinds of Daryl-related audio also available at fppradio.com.
Including the daily five-minute newscast.
Oh, yeah. Are you enjoying that so far?
I am.
Okay.
Yes. Good.
You got to love that, because it's a real dedication on your part. And I know that people appreciate that. You're the only person doing a seven-day-a-week, liberty-oriented newscast, which is awesome. So fppradio.com, go and grab those. Blockchain.info, we talked about getting bitcoins earlier at cashintocoins.com. But in order to get your digital hands on bitcoins, you have to have a wallet in which to put them, and blockchain.info can help you with that. They can make it easy and free to have a Bitcoin wallet. Blockchain.info, go and get yours today. They can help you, by the way, get easy access to your Bitcoins. If you have an Android phone, there's a blockchain app. If you have an iPhone, you're kind of screwed as far as the app is concerned, because Apple hates Bitcoins. But the one thing Apple can't stop is you opening up your browser on your iPhone and going to blockchain.info there. They have a wallet in the browser, what they call an HTML5 wallet, that should work on every iPhone. So Apple can't block that one unless they want to start blocking websites.
It also works on Android.
That's a good point. Blockchain.info, but that app sure is handy.
It is.
If you've got an Android, phone, just go and grab the Blockchain app.
Or if you've got BlackBerry.
Is there a Blockchain app for BlackBerry?
I don't know, but the website works.
On BlackBerry.
On BlackBerry.
Excellent point.
As long as you've got a browser.
Blockchain.info. Get your Bitcoin wallet today. Let's go to Adam. He's in Baltimore. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Hi, Adam. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Yesterday, your lead story was this video incident involving police in Baltimore County.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to give you some more insight on it, because it used to be one of my number one hangout spots when I was in college.
How close is this college town? That, first of all, we're talking about some cops who are arresting a man in the middle of the street. There was a man with a video camera who was recording that, and the cops came up and threatened him, basically told him to shut his effing mouth and that he needs to get the F out of there, et cetera, et cetera. They were very pushy and very, very rude.
Wow.
So how far from the city of Baltimore is this?
If you take the highway, probably like 20 minutes.
Okay.
So
these are likely sheriffs then, county cops.
Well, it was a combination. You could see by the cars they had.
Okay.
And the one was definitely a sheriff because there's like a courthouse nearby. But basically, Towson, Maryland is the only actual like place in Baltimore County where you can do bar hopping. There's like 7 bars in the area. And it looks like the arrest that was going down in this video was right nearby one of probably the most popular one, which is a combination bar, restaurant, and club.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you from experience that place can get a little rowdy, can get a little crowded compared to the other ones. Not to say that what the cops were doing was right or wrong, but
yeah, we don't really know what transpires prior to the start of the video. The video picks up, or at least the chunk of video that we played, picks up in the midst of the arrest. So we have no idea what this person was being arrested for. I'm just going to guess a bar fight, just because it sounded like it was a busy bar night, and you could hear there was a crowd of people behind the cameraman.
Yeah, and you know, the weird thing is, like, because, I mean, look, I don't know why they were arrested, but the bottom line is, back when I used to go there, like, they really didn't have a lot of cops in the area. And right, I would say 2 years or 3 years after I graduated from college, you started having cop cars sitting outside of these bars, and it's mostly bars. Like, that one area where this video took place outside of is the only place that has like a dance floor. Mm-hmm. All the other ones are basically just like your neighborhood type bars or your college town type bars.
Gotcha. So a bar with a dance floor obviously going to attract college females, and therefore more college males will be there. So, yeah, definitely can see why it would be the most popular.
Yeah, so like I was saying, the cops will show up, you know, around like 1:45, right when the bright lights come on in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for people to come outside, you know, waiting for them to get people drunk in public or DUI or whatever.
Sure. They do the same thing in Keene, New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Oh, really?
That's college town. These tactics aren't original to Baltimore County, Maryland. I just like to point that out.
They've got one cop here in Keene that walks around the campus looking for people walking between parties with open containers of alcohol.
Mm. Yep.
One thing you guys didn't point out, it was said at the very end of the video, the cameraman... I don't know if it was true because you couldn't see it on the video, but the cameraman said that the cop that was yelling at him pulled his hair.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't even hear that in the
video.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of difficult audio to discern toward the end of that, so we didn't play the full clip. There's just like, you know, people chattering in the streets after the cop leaves, and it's kind of hard to really discern what's going on.
It's at the very, very end of the video. I don't know what site you got it from, but the original one that's on Vimeo, the one that the camera guy posted, it has it in there. So, like, okay. I said, I don't know if that happened or not, but he did say that he had his hair pulled.
That's
so
one of those things you wouldn't have been able to know for sure by watching the video, because the cop gets in real close.
And yeah, you can
see the cop pretty clearly, but you couldn't see anything the cop did with his hands at that level of closeness, which is why having someone with another camera would have been very, very useful if someone else had been at a comfortable remove, say 6 feet away from that person, and was recording the police going after this one cameraman, that would have been an interesting second angle on this whole thing. Unfortunately, we don't know if anyone else was recording in that circumstance.
Was this the instance, and I wasn't listening to the show last night, so forgive me. Yeah. Was this the incident where the cop pulled his gun on the cameraman?
No, the cop did not draw down on the cameraman, but he was threatening. He did say F this and F that and was very, very rude. He was intimidating, but no gun pull.
But because I saw that story floating around online yesterday about a cop that pulled his handgun on someone filming.
I have a theory why the cop in this incident got mad.
Okay.
If you watch the video, it's two male cops, and the one that the out of the two male cops, the one that ended up getting in the camera guy's face was one of them. Two male cops trying to arrest a female.
Oh.
And they couldn't get her wrist behind her back.
So he was embarrassed.
I think he got mad that he couldn't, you know, physically assert himself with his girl.
Right.
So I think he got mad, and what I don't understand was if he wasn't able to help the other cop arrest that girl, why wasn't he doing his job and finishing the arrest? Like, that's my, I mean,
right. Well, that was his excuse was that he had to get up and talk to the cameraman because he distracted him.
Yeah, they were, I would estimate they were about 12 feet away, and it's just sad that this continues to happen, and I don't know what can be done about it, because, you know, when we complain about it, like, what does it do? I mean, you know, they say they investigated it, and
it won't do anything, but what you can do is focus activism efforts in one particular place. As I said, if you had more than one video camera there, that would have likely changed how the police behave, because they will do whatever they can to control the situation that they're in. And as you said, if he was embarrassed by the fact that he couldn't control this young lady, then he had to exert control over someone. So he chose the man with the camera to pick on at that point. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate the inside scoop, having gone to college around there, or at least lived there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. There is a solution. We'll talk about that here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up what you want here, toll free, 855-453, that's the Pro XPN toll free line, that's 855-450-3733, you can join us online, just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share on the site. You can create the content, you can actually support the show as well by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there. Some have been trying to use an old link that we had used previously, and unfortunately we had to take offline. It was amazonus.freetalklive.com. That is no longer active. Unfortunately, Amazon has some sort of silly rule that you can't use their trademark in a subdomain. So, you know, it could have been the forest, but nonetheless, there's no arguing with them. So we had to pull the Amazon US subdomain. So if you want to reach Free Talk Live's Amazon URL, you have to go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find the Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US links. If you want at that point, you click the right one that's good for you, and then as soon as you get to Amazon, as soon as you land on that Amazon landing page, that's when you want to bookmark that. So bookmark that, and then you won't ever have to go back to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com and click one of those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. And that makes a big difference for us when you shop through Amazon, through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. So thank you to those of you who have taken the time to do that. If you haven't yet done so, we sure would appreciate it if you did. shop.freetalklive.com. We were talking with Adam in Baltimore about these Baltimore cops arresting somebody and then threatening a cameraman during the middle of the arrest because they can. It was totally wrong what the police did. This cameraman was not interfering with them. He wasn't getting in their face. And, of course, like a lot of people, when presented with a camera, I think at one point in this video the cop goes, "Get that camera out of my face," or some variant on that. And it's always funny when people say that in videos, because always observe where the person is when they tell the cameraman to get the camera out of their face.
Right.
In 9 times out of 10, when I see someone utter that line or whatever variant of that line.
They're at least 10 feet away.
They're at least 10 feet away, sometimes more. There was one with Graham Coulson recently that we posted on freekeen.com.
Graham was at least 15.
At least 20 feet away, I think, in that video. Anyway, they love to shout, "Get the camera out of my face," as they close the gap between the camera and their face. They get closer and then put their face literally directly in to the camera lens. So that's what happened in this particular case. The cop gets up in the cameraman's face. The cop gets a nice real close-up in the camera shot. He threatens the cameraman. And Adam wondered, what can be done about this? Sure, you can file a complaint with the police department, but they're going to take that and they're going to file it in the circular file, which is the trash can. They don't care about that. They don't care about your complaints.
Oh, and they'll at least pretend to do an investigation before they file it away.
That's right. They will pretend. And then that's it. You know, maybe they won't throw it away. Maybe they'll just throw it into some sort of file. But it will never actually, almost never, the complaints that you file against police officers, almost never will it affect them. So that again brings up that big question of, well, what do you do about this? You've got police are misbehaving. They are exceeding the bounds of their so-called authority. They should have just left this cameraman alone. They should have focused on making their arrest. They should have taken their person in custody out of the area. Now, look, I don't know what this young lady was being arrested for. For all I know, they shouldn't have been arresting her in the first place. But let's go ahead and presume she was a danger to herself and others, and that was the reason they were arresting her. They should have effected the arrest so she wouldn't be a danger, because, as Adam pointed out, one of the officers got up from the arrest and then turned his focus and attention on the cameraman. Look, if this woman was a danger to others, he just made her more dangerous by virtue of the fact that there's now one fewer police officers that are in her immediate vicinity.
Right.
So just a total botch job from top to bottom on the Baltimore police. And of course, would they have treated a ABC News cameraman in the same way?
Probably.
You think so? It depends. A lot of times government bureaucrats won't treat the mainstream media in the same way that they will a individual with a video camera. And that's because they know that the television station has attorneys. And if you're standing there looking like you are a cameraman with a big old camera on your shoulder, you're going to appear more official to the police officer. And appearance is everything when it comes to these guys. I mean, if you can make these guys believe that you're legit media, I think they're less likely to mess with you. Now, that's not to say there aren't instances of mainstream media being screwed with or having their camera stolen or
being told destroyed. You can't be within 2 miles of this area. Because that happens.
Sure. No, it does happen, and you're right. And, of course, most mainstream media are very obedient, and they will do what they're told. However, I think that the police are more likely to pick on the average person than the mainstream. So, what do you do about this? Well, the answer, of course, is the Free State Project. And it's the only legitimate answer. It's the only answer that's going to have any form of effectiveness, because we've seen everything else tried. We've seen the police review boards. We've seen these, in a situation like, I think it was Atlanta, where they shot, what was her name? Johnston, I think was her name. This 92-year-old woman who was in her home. It was dark. She was half blind, half deaf. The police break into her home looking for her as a son or grandson or something like that for drug charge. She, of course, is half blind and half deaf, and hears people breaking into her home, and let's just say she wasn't living in the nicest neighborhood in Hotlanta. The cops, one of them got, did he get shot? No, she missed the cops, and she got shot up by the police. She did have a gun. She tried to shoot at the cops, but again, as a blind woman, she wasn't too successful in that. The police returned fire and killed her. That created the police oversight commission, or whatever they're calling it there, citizens review board. There are different terminology that are used across the country for boards like this. Sometimes they're staffed with government bureaucrats. Other times they're staffed with people that are kind of active or known to the community. But every time, and sometimes they're supposedly given powers of investigation into the police department, but it's nothing more than a paper tiger. It's nothing that is really has generally, where it's tried, has never had any kind of significant effect. It's used to placate the angry mobs of people, because usually after the police do something outrageous, People are upset. They're in the streets. They're protesting. They're coming to city council meetings. They're demanding something be done. Okay. All right. We're gonna form a police observation commission. Who wants to be on the commission? And then, you know, okay, well, now it feels official. Now we're doing something here. But has police violence died down in Atlanta as a result of this?
Probably not.
Have police corruption stopped? Has it rolled off a cliff? Has it even reduced as a result of the police oversight committee? Because how hard would it be? I mean, really, if we've read all kinds of stories about police corruption here on Free Talk Live, there's no shortage of it. How difficult would it be to put the screws, even if you had a commission that somehow had power over the police, how hard would it be to put the screws to those people? Look, Daryl, you and your pesky commission, you keep this crap up, your son's going to die. Do we need to say anything else?
You could pull me over a few more times on my way home and you know, just keep giving me these little things that say you owe us money.
You know, they wouldn't even necessarily demand money from you, but they just want your compliance. They just want you to not get in the way of whatever it is that they're doing. Now, I'm not saying all cops are corrupt. I'm not saying all cops are bad. But there's plenty of them who are. And from former cops that we've talked to on Free Talk Live, we know that the corruption tends to rise through the ranks of the police departments in this country. We know that because corruption rises through the ranks, a lot of times the top dogs in these departments are very corrupt, very dangerous individuals. And sure, maybe it was your intention to hold the police accountable, but once they threaten your family, what are you going to do then? Are you really that serious about it? So how do you change the situation? Well, I think the Free State Project is an answer, and I think it is the best answer. And the reason why it's the best answer is because, well, we're actually having an effect. So it's not just some sort of proof. It's not some sort of concept or idea. It's actually happening. The idea is to move 20,000 people here to New Hampshire, as we have done, both of us moving from the South in our case, but people coming from all around the world to gather here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Now, not everybody's interested in going out on the streets and holding a video camera up to the police. In fact, I would say a minority of people in the Free State Project are interested in that. But what changes when you have numbers on your side is everything. Because normally the people who are opposed to police corruption are a very small but vocal minority. What if we could increase the numbers of that minority? What if we could have people all over the place, all over New Hampshire, at any given moment, every time a cop pulls somebody over, somebody drives by who's a member of copblock.org. 855-450-FREE.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.